Parakut Zalit. Tafsir Zvav Zalit. Shalish Matan is Barka Zvav Badal. Kaf Mabdul of Aisha. States on the same as Pasik that we say on Tisha B'Av, Yer B'Yav. Ayesal Kofim of Mosa, Yidam Gurasa, Aisha B'Aisha. A wise person should not praise himself, feel exalted by his chokhma, by his wisdom, or the mighty person with his might, his strength, or the wealthy person with his wealth. Kim Zeis, Yisal Mesal, has to be a doyasi. Anybody's praiseworthy, the only thing that's praiseworthy for is to use what he has to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a success in life. It is Hashem, it's the Haskel. Yeah. And so there's two possible ways of reading the Pasuk. One way of reading the Pasuk, that Chokhmah is worthless, and wealth is worthless, food is worthless. The only thing that's worthwhile is getting to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash doesn't say that. The Medrash Parshas Matos, it says the three gifts that Hashem gave to the world. So the person is not saying that don't praise oneself, don't feel praiseworthy because you're Chokhmah Gvura V'Aisha, because they are not, they're nothing. They are tremendous things. But it depends how you relate to them. If you look at Chokhmah Stoy, Gvura Stoy, Aishra, you look at it as my wisdom, my strength, my wealth, then you get into trouble. Because you think it's yours. If you realize it's just a gift from Hashem, and it was given to you for one purpose, only one purpose, to get closer to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow in His ways, then you could be Noitel Chemzes Kol HaOlam. Happens to be the one of the examples of a person that made this mistake, and the Medrash is brought down from the main character in this passage, Parsha Korach. He has wealth. And he couldn't use that wealth to make himself the greatest Oyvah Hashem. Instead, it got to his head, the power and wealth. And he looked at it as my wealth, not just a gift from Hashem. And the Mele, he wanted more and more and more, and that was a downfall. So, Emosah is Mashay Matonis Shemayim Voice Nikor Gura Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a gift is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's a great thing. It's coming from the person himself, not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's worthless. What do you mean? A person can't take it without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that he relates to it as something that he made. And it's worthless. Matonis Eilu B'Shan She'inu Min HaMokhem Seifu Nifosu Min Lenu. It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll lose them. Shonot Hachom, Shnet Hachom Amdo Be'oilom, Echim Yisroelach Mimoy Seilom, Achitechum Yisrael Bilimbo Mitzoilom. Two wise men, one from the Jewish nation, one from the Croatian nation, Shnei Mavzu Seilom Azeh, and Bavi Oilom Abo, they lost everything, because they got caught up with their wisdom. They thought they were smarter than everybody, including HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnei Gibor Amdo Be'oilom, Echim Yisroelach Mimoy Seilom, Shim Shem Yisrael Bikol Yisrael Mimoy Seilom, Shnei Mavzu Min Oilom. Shnei Yashir Amdo Be'oilom, Echim Yisrael Mimoy Seilom, Koyat Mimoy Yisrael Mimoy Seilom, They did not relate to the gift that's coming from Hashem. They chapped it for themselves. They took credit for their own greatness. What is this katipa exactly? Obviously, you can't get something from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you no matter what. So he wants to explain it. Yeah, shall have an Indian katipa. Shimsochu lematonis eilu lo mirotzen hashkor al yoinu. Ella, shein heim hadrochum shirotzen nefes lehem. V'chein alichu mois mashkocha. Eilu l'chochma yil mois shirotzen tur. So there will be room to say pshana it is, what was the chatipa? There's two mahatim of getting a gift from Hashem. One is, the tzoyz Hashem d'ake ish, Hashem sees the person is behaving himself properly, it's not a rabbi. gives him everything. Shleimim Mech, after the Gash Nechochmeh, Gamayish has recovered. Etin Lechom. You appreciated wisdom, the emes of wisdom of, like you said, to be close to Hashem. You want to be close to Hashem, then I'll give you everything to make it possible. That's one way of doing it. That's a person deserving of it. There's another Malach, like we saw in the previous piece. There is such a concept that Hashem set up in the world that if a person really wants something very much, Hashem will give it to him, like he did to Bilam, even though it was not good for him. So there's room to say the Pshat is Khatifa, the Khatim, the Chokhmah Shvakom, it is the person, his mom is so into it that he has to have it, he needs it, he wants it, and he has everything to get it, Hashem gives it to him from that Mahalach of Adel Shah, Adel Shah, Adel Shah, Adel Shah. It's not something given to him because he deserves it, or because it's even good for him. He says that the Bilam is Shimshon Yevshalayim, okay? Shal Shimshon Visa Malach Lemanoich Leishtev. It was already predestined before he's born that he'll be a very, very powerful person. The Gamut Bilam Yerim Chazal Shiros and the Shemani Shenovi also, and the Shemani wanted to be a Goy Shenovi. So it wasn't that something that he prayed for and he desired. He was fit. So what is Chatifa? And maybe he's hardly spoken. So now we have to understand what is Chatifa. It's a beautiful shot, the first shot, that the Chatifa was because he still desired it, but it's not an end of shot. So it brings from the Chodesh of Bolas. It says, Yachochma, Yishmanigim, Oyster, Ardarko, Tirufu, Lechol, Maze. If you use your Chochma properly, it is the medicine for any type of sickness, a problem. Shinoitim Sivosa Tiamatve Ibn Sivosa Tiamatve Koilav Shemir Rasul Vayuti. And if you go off the derech with the Chokhma, you don't use your Chokhma properly, your Chokhma is wrong, then it's the biggest sickness one can have. There's no way out of the sickness. Wisdom is a tremendous gift if used properly. But if you think properly, you see so many ingenious people that the Chokhma just got them into a mess.
How much
Yeah. Tom Chokhem, he said, that somebody that's very wise, that Yesh Oisho Shomer LeBailim VeRe'osai. So sometimes a person gives a person wealth, it just gets them into trouble. It's a punishment to get the wealth, because it causes them sorrows. So sometimes Oisho, wealth of wisdom, is also a person that's very smart, works against them. It has to be, Alder Zeh Novim Kof Shleish Matomus. Yemit Le'odom, so keep from Hashem, Shayyan goes to Maldakum, to use them in the proper fashion. Wait for the Rotsi Lashemai. Our goal in life is to use what we have to do things in a fashion that's Rotsi Lashemai. This is what I said today, from the Mashgiach of Volga, about Moshe Rabbeinu's response to Kerf Adosai. He didn't tell them, it's not true what you're saying, that we're trying to take power, Hashem gave the power. They didn't even say that you have enough power, what do you want more power? They told him, you missed the boat. Power is nothing. You're running after power and you think, Mantuat is Nasa al Hashem. And they're saying, that's not what life is all about. If success in life is to be the most powerful person in town, you're right, you're the timer. They said, Amat, Yidilat Hashem. Me'am Hashem, however it said, Lamoi lefonov, Shehikriv Hashem Elov. Hashem was makar view to him to be open in the Mishkan, and also landed the snake Klal Yisrael, the Sholsom. He said, "What is the big thing you have? It's not the issue of power, influence is nothing. Life is all about being able to be Meshoreh Hashem, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, serve Klal Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, you have that.
So what are you looking for? What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about. It's lack of communication. That's what we're saying. When we have these things, we have to do the derech that Zotzi La Shashem. We use it as a way to mechanize Kachodesh Bokum. If a person uses it to further his own personal interest, then he took something and he took it away from what its purpose was. The Chatifa over here is not that he got it through Chatifa. He got it as a gift from Hashem. It's like a person gives you a gift and says, use it in such and such fashion. And use it in the opposite fashion of what you told it. That's basically, you weren't given it on the condition to use it in such a fashion. That was a Chatifa. You didn't listen to the instructions. Someone gives you a loudspeaker. To go around and say how wonderful the person who gave it to you is. And go around and saying how terrible it is. That's a Chatifa. You have to for the wrong thing. Yeah, come around the person. That's a bad muscle, but. Ayyemiyah Oymer. A famous quote that we said again from Tisha B'Av. Yisrael Kocho, Bechok Mazoi, Higivo, Mizu Mazoi, Yoshiv, Yoshoi, Yisim, Yisrael, 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 Hatskeil. Be wise, be successful. Hatskeil in Lashon of Chazal, not just wisdom, it's successful. Be successful with your wisdom. Yodoya Oysi, come to know me. Come to know the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to emulate them, bring yourself closer to Hashem. Abiyuhu, so he's had all the matar and said, La'asim of this barben. You shouldn't use them to further his personal ego. Establish them, the man has given the Yodoya Yisrael and the other. To have a deeper understanding of Hashem and further the ideals of Hashem in the world. Then you give it a gift for a purpose, and you use it the way Hashem wanted to do it. It's okay, Hashem will keep it with you. Like the Medrash, I think, is in various places. Medrash Yusuf, that the person that Hashem gave Hashivas for 6 years. Elianovi said, I'll give you for 6 years. And the whole 6 years, his wife took the money she gave it out for stockers in Kamartan, and she wrote it down. And when 6 years are up, so you know he came back and said, I want the money back. It was a 6-year contract. And she takes out all these books. And what they do with the money, she says, if you have something you can use it better, give it to them. And I guess Coach Bull left it by then. That's a chat. Ask for the Yidoy Yosef. They got the wealth, but they use it to further the ideals of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I understand how you use it perfectly well. It has a key. In love, Mishtam says, Shalom Yosef HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's choytuk HaMaton L'atzmo. The Maton was given to him to further and deepen his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and deepen other people's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he did for himself, he's misusing the gift, say, Elohim, Hashem is no interest in keeping going. He was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't have it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chatifa was after it was in his hands, he misused it. That was also by prayer. He had that wealth. It's the interesting thing for Chazal also that he's very wealthy. It doesn't say anywhere in the Pesukim that he uses wealth wrong, but the wealth caused him to get a little caught up with himself. That he's such a great person. He deserves more covenant, more power. We're saying everything we have is still in the hands of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and it's up to us to use it properly, and by doing so, we can keep it. You should use it the way that Hashem wants you to use it. But if you're a when you take it for yourself, for your personal needs, personal advancement, then he doesn't deserve heaven anymore. So that is what we're saying. We learned today. This is the shayach. We're talking about the Amarata Mitochen. So everyone should realize that we have each one of us here, and every member of Klal Yisrael has Maizos. Maizos of Chochma, Maizos of Gura, Maizos of Oisha. Maybe we don't have all of them, but we have one of them. A certain degree of any of them, but whatever degree we have of it, the way to sustain it and keep it going is not stopping it for ourselves, but using it for its purpose. That's going to be very, very sick. And we should do it and think into what is this for? Why was it given to me? and use it to further that which is important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Chazak HaKeshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ikriv Hashem Elok. Hashem, that's the greatest thing. Hashem was in the Kaya of us. And we're all, Lord Hashem, all of us sitting here, of those people, that was Eichel, with the ones that Hashem was the Kaya of. We all have a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How many Jews in Kalash are the Eichel to that thing? Come on, what's wrong? Someone was telling me that he has somebody who works in the government a little bit, with the government. And he was talking to somebody about the person is totally not from an unbeliever or anything. And they're saying that, oh, now we'll get all the Haredims and stuff, and we'll be whole, and less Gemara, and whatever else it is. So he told this guy, he said, you're not religious, but do you feel that it's good that there should be no Rabbanim in Klal Yisrael? He said, no, it's a good thing, you know, that there's something special about Rabban. So he told him, so I understand you. To have Haredi doctors and lawyers and everything else, even if you don't change the system at all, the system is set up now that it can happen. If that goes to the younger ages, turns to the yeshivas, and there's all different ways now. The people doing it constantly. Different courses, you get the age of 20-something. Yeah. So we don't have to worry about that there won't be any more doctors in Klal Yisrael. But you've set up a system that's impossible for a person to be that level of the rov that we want him to be. So you're robbing, you're stealing from Klal Yisrael, so something that even you agree is impossible. So he said, the guy said, you have a point. Interesting. He wasn't a politician, that's why. He was looking for votes. But the bottom line is, that's it. We have to appreciate that these things that we have are gifts. The fact that we're even the Chochmah, the Malbim writes from the beginning of Mishnah, the Chochmah doesn't mean what people call wisdom. Chochmah means the type of wisdom that you know what life is all about. That's what Chochmah is. That's in the Pesukim you see over there. That's what it's talking about. To have the Chokhmah Chaim. Like I said, you have a super genius. He's just totally he's not go through life in a fashion that he's doing anything positive for him and himself or for anybody. Chokhmah Chaim is the Chokhmah of recognizing there's a mahalach in this world, and how should I have the knowledge of how to use the world in the proper fashion. And the only way to use the world in proper fashion is come about with the instruction book of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sefer HaKadoshim, which is laid there, that shows us the way to live our lives. That's the only way to do it. So we all have this gift of Chokhmah that we're able to be those people that have a keshet to the Torah HaKadoshim, which teaches us Chukei Chaim. So we should appreciate it and use it as best as we can and realize that all this other stuff is not important. The important thing for us is to use what we do know, the wisdom that we do have, the guru we have also to control ourselves. The Oisha, I say a person who gives one shekel to Stoker is much more wealthy than a billionaire that never gives Stoker. Because a billionaire has $1 billion for 3 years and then it goes to somebody else. Doesn't get one shekel for stuff, it remains with him. So he's one shekel ahead of the billionaire. Yeah. So we're also Hashirim, we have everything. Hashem, we should be proud of what we have and thank Hashem for it and use it as best as we can. Yeah.